Well, good morning. Welcome to Columbia Presbyterian. I'm Pastor Matt. I'm one of the pastors here. I'm not usually at this service except when I preach, so it's a special morning. We have Father Gregory Boyle is here. He was here yesterday sharing with us yesterday evening. He is the head of Homeboy Industries, which is probably the preeminent gang intervention ministry in the United States. He's a best-selling author and just an enjoyable fella, and we're glad to have him here.
Priests and ministers always put their watches down and proceed never to consult it again. I hope not to. Thank you for your hospitality. It was great to be here last night, and I'm appreciative of your attention. You know, folks always just want somebody to pay attention, especially folks on the margins. Gang members are always wanting this. I had a homie stand in front of my desk, and he says, "Look, I need your divided attention." I said, "You are in luck, because that is exactly what you'll be getting." The Epiphany, and the prophet Isaiah writes, "Rise up in splendor, your light has come, the glory of the Lord shines on you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines." And so the three wise men walk and make this trek and come, let us adore him, and holy infant, tender and mild. But on you the light shines. You won't find anywhere in the gospel where Jesus says, "Worship me." You won't find it anywhere. It's kind of not his agenda. You'll find, "Don't be afraid." You'll find, "Follow me," but you won't find "worship me." The Christmas carol, "O Holy Night," says, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth." Yeah, it's about Jesus, and yeah, it's about Christmas, but how is it not your job description of how to be in the world? To see Jesus, to be Jesus, to announce with your life that our God is compassionate, loving, kindness, and then choose to be that in the world. That's the homage Jesus has some interest in. I had a homie the other day text me, and it had a caricature, and it was around Christmas, Christmas Day, I think it was. And it had a caricature of a cholo, which is an East LA kind of, or a Latino gang member. And it says, "Even cholos know that Jesus is the reason for the season." And I suppose, you know, but I think God, or Jesus rather, doesn't have that much interest in being the reason. Truly. I think what he cares about is that we take seriously what he took seriously. And Jesus took four things seriously. Inclusion, nonviolence, unconditional, compassionate, loving kindness, that's one thing, and acceptance. And if we want to put first things recognizably first, if we want to live as though the truth were true, then we want to take seriously what Jesus took seriously. And you appear, and the soul feels its worth. That's the way it's supposed to work. Jesus doesn't say, "Worship me," ever. He says, "Follow me." Years ago, I was riding my bike in the housing projects, which was a thing I did when I was pastor of Dolores Mission Parish, which was very poor and had the highest concentration of gang activity in the world. And at night, I'd ride my bike in the housing projects. And so I was in Pico Gardens housing projects, and on 5th Street, where you would normally find about 50 gang members congregated, and there was nobody there, which led me to think that perhaps the police had preceded me and everybody scurried away. So I was on my bike, and I turned to the left, and I see a homie named Omar, 16 years old, sitting on this little stoop outside his kitchen door. And I ride up to him, and I'm straddling my beach cruiser, and I said, "Omar, what are you doing out here?" He goes, "Gee, oh, I'm praying." And he didn't say it in such a way as to impress me or even an answer that he thought I wanted him to say. It was humble, and it was in a way, the truth of who this kid is. He said, yeah, I'm just here praying. In fact, right now, I looked up at God, and I said, God, give me a sign that you are as great as I think you are. And then you appeared. Proof. And my soul felt its worth. My light had come. The glory of the Lord was shining on me. Now that's a homage Jesus has some interest in. At Homeboy Industries, it's kind of the discovery channel. Homies will always kind of discover the truth of who they are in a community that's therapeutic and always tender. They feel themselves valued because there's a whole lot of people standing around valuing them. They have this unique, unshakable experience of feeling cherished. There's an ancient poem by a Sufi writer that says, it is a lie, any talk of God that doesn't leave you feeling cherished. And so a homie named Jermaine came in and wanted to talk to me. 30 years old, African-American gang member, had been with us for only 4 months in our 18-month training program. And he comes in, he sits down, and he said, I made a discovery today. And the discovery really was a retrieval of a memory that I suppose he had long repressed. And he said he was 9 years old, and he was lying very close in front of the TV on his stomach watching some show when he caught out of the corner of his eye a peripheral sense that somebody had just entered the room. And he turned and he looked, and it was his mother. And she was standing in the doorway, and her arms were outstretched. And as he brought focus to bear on her, he saw that she had deeply and profoundly slit her wrists, and blood was coursing onto the floor. And she said to her 9-year-old boy, see what you made me do. And the very next day, he was taken from her home and her care. But most telling of all is his brother and sister weren't. Only him. And that was when he was 9. Put in foster home, and at 13 he was jumped into a gang. At 17 he was raised the rest of the way by our prison system. And there he is in my office sobbing. And I let him cry. And I said, Mikko, your discovery. And he said, I discovered today that I had always preferred my rage to my shame. And because of that discovery, he was able for the first time in his life to forgive his mom for having been mentally ill and to forgive himself for having once been a 9-year-old boy. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you. Though darkness cover the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples, on you the glory of the Lord shines. And once you know that to be true, then you seek to only do one thing. And that is to take seriously what Jesus took seriously. Jesus isn't all that interested in being the reason for the season. He wants you to roll up your sleeves and live as though the truth were true, and to put first things recognizably first and to follow, to see Jesus and to be Jesus. A lot of times, homies over the years have been stubborn about receiving help. Our program, Homeboy Industries, is not for those who need help. It's only for those who want it. So you have to freely walk in the door. But in the old days, you know, I'd be out in the projects at night, and I'd run up to homies who were selling drugs and very much into their gangs. And I'd always say, why don't you trade all that in for a job so you have a reason to get up in the morning and a reason not to watch your back every night. One of these kids was a kid everybody called Bandit, and he was very well named. He was a bandit. He would run up to cars and sell crack cocaine in the middle of the night. He would go on forays for his gang. So I see him one night, and I said, hey, how about a job instead? And it was very kind and very respectful. Thank you, G, but no thanks. I'm doing okay. Then finally, he walked into my office some time later, and I said, boy, I can't believe my eyes. What woke your ass up to walk in here today? And he said, I'm tired of being tired. So I directed him to one of our job developers, and as luck would have it, they were able to locate an entry-level job, a first kind of job, a low-paying job, in a warehouse. Cut to 5 years later, a bandit is running the place. He's the head of the whole damn place. And he's doing well. And I hadn't heard from him in a long time. And one Friday late afternoon, he calls me. And no news is usually good news if you haven't heard from gang members. And I'm delighted that he's called me. But he's got sort of a panic in his voice. He says, gee, you have to bless my daughter. I said, why? Well, what happened? Is she sick? Is she in the hospital? Oh, no. On Sunday, she's going to Humboldt College. Imagine my oldest, my Lisa. She's going to college, but she's going to Humboldt, and it's far. And she's just a little tiny thing, a little chaparita, and I don't know, we're scared for her. She's never been away from home. Do you think you could give her a blessing before she goes? I said, are you kidding? I'd be honored. Look, tomorrow is Saturday, and I have a baptism at 1. Why don't you come by at 12:30? We'll do a send-off. And sure enough, Bandit and his wife and the three kids, including tiny little Lisa, all show up. And I stand in front of the altar, and I say, let's put Lisa in the middle. Now let's surround her in a circle. Everybody touch her. Everybody connect to her. Grab her arm. Put your hand on her shoulder. Go ahead. Put your hand on her head. I tell everyone to bow their heads and to close their eyes. And as the homies say, I do a long-ass prayer. You know, I go on and on. And somewhere in the middle of this prayer, we all become chillones, which is Spanish for, like, crybaby. And you can just hear us. And I don't know why we're crying exactly, except for the fact that Bandit and his wife don't know anybody who's ever gone to college except me. Certainly nobody in their families. So I finish the prayer, and we all kind of compose ourselves and blow our noses. And so I change the subject. Hey, Lisa, what are you going to study at Humboldt College? And she's very quick. Forensic psychology. And I go, damn, forensic psychology. And Bandit says, yeah, she wants to study the criminal mind. And Lisa looks at her father and she does one of these, you know. And he says, yep, I'm going to be her first subject. So we go outside and it's big farewells and big warm abrazos and everybody piles in the car. But Bandit hangs back and I'm glad he has. And I said, you know what, son? I give you credit for the man you've chosen to become, for choosing to walk in your own footsteps. I'm proud of you. And he looks at me and he begins to cry, and it takes him a while to speak. And he says, "All my life, people have called me a lowlife, a bueno para nada, a good for nothing. I guess I showed him." I said, "Yeah, I guess you did." And the soul feels its worth. Exactly what God had in mind. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you. Yeah, darkness covers the earth. And thick clouds cover the people. But on you, the light shines. And that's the reason for every season. Jesus doesn't say, "Worship me." He says, "Follow me." He says, "See Jesus, be Jesus. Take seriously what I took seriously and follow. For long lay the world in sin and error pining till you appeared and the soul felt its worth."